If it is good, then we have Madhyalila. That is correct already. Okay, chapter 18, that is correct. Text 48, is that on the board? Oh, okay, good. Tabirupa Gosain Saba Nijagana Lanya Ekamasa Darshana Kaila Maturyaya Raya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami and his associates stayed in Mathura for 1 month and saw the deity Gopal. Purport. The following description of the temple of Vitaleshwar is given in Bhakti Ratnakar, fifth wave. And then you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Sanskrit verses, but there is no... actually that's not Sanskrit, that's Bengali, excuse me. I don't recite them because we have very little time, and there is also no translation of the verses. And then Srila Prabhupada just starts explaining further. Sri Vallabha Bhatta had two sons. The elder, Gopinath, was born in 1432 Shakabda era, and the younger, Vitahalanath, was born in 1437 and died in 1507. Vitala had 7 sons: Giridhar, Govinda, Balakrishna, Gokulesha, Raghunath, Yadunath, and Ganashyam. Vitala completed many of his father's unfinished books, including his commentary on Vedanta Sutra, the Subodhini commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidvan Mardan Sringara Ras, Mandana, and Nyaya Desha Vivarana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan before the birth of Vitala. Srila Rupa Goswami was very old. At the time, Gopal stayed at the house of Vitalanath. Sange Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha Raghunatha Bhatta Gosain Aralokanatha. Translation: when Rupa Goswami stayed in Mathura, he was accompanied by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Lokanath Das Goswami. Sri Lokanath Goswami was a personal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a great devotee of the Lord. He was a resident of a village named Talakhadi in the district of Yash. Sorry? Oh, too fast. Yeah. Okay, then I just start all over again. Sri Lokanath Goswami was a personal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a great devotee of the Lord. He was a resident of a village named Talakadi in the district of Yashohar in Bengal. Previously, he lived in Kachnapada. His father's name was Padmanabha, and his only younger brother was Pragalbha. Following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Lokanath went to Vrindavan to live. He established a temple named Gokulananda. Srila Narottam Das Thakur selected Lokanath Das Goswami to be his spiritual master, and he was his only disciple. Because Lokanath Das Goswami did not want his name mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we do not often see it in this celebrated book. On the EBR railroad, the Yashoda station is located in Bangladesh. From the railway station, one has to go by bus to the village of Sunakali, and from there to Kijura. From there, one has to walk, or during the rainy season, go by boat to the village of Talakhadi. In this village, there are still descendants of Lokanath Goswami's younger brother. I think the verse should come a little later than that I was planning to speak on. So I just read a little more then. I even skipped the Bengali because we have very little time. Bhugarbha Goswami Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Yadava Acharya and Govinda Goswami also accompanied Srila Rupa Goswami. He was also accompanied by Sri Uddhava Das, Madhava, Sri Gopal Das and Narayan Das. The great devotee Govinda, Vani Krishna Das, Pundarikaksha, Ishana and Laghu Haridas also accompanied him. Anyway, I'll just stop here by reading, because what happened is, I don't know, maybe that book, something happened with the number of the verse, in that the verses that I read, it's somewhere in this chapter, but I just can't find it. Sorry? No, I didn't. No, for sure I didn't. Because it's about the same topic that Lord Chaitanya visited Vrindavan, and that the Gopal deity came especially to down, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't want to go to climb the Govardhan hill. So first, I offer my obeisances to my spiritual master. Om jnana timarandasya gnanjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadandikam vandeham shri guru shri utaparakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam stam savijivam vanjakalpatrupyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Mukam Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Langyati Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vandi Shri Gurundi Natarinam. Hridaya Chaitanya, he said that last week or the week before. He was reading, I think last week, and he was speaking about that Lord Chaitanya, that the Gopal Diti, he came, he declined. He came, and Lord Chaitanya, he could see the deity, so especially. And then the Gopal deity, he could understand the mind of Lord Chaitanya, and therefore, under the plea of being attacked by Muslims, he transferred himself to the village of Gantuli Gram, and the Lord went there. So you remember that from last week. So, and in the verse that I read, that was meant the topic of the class, it is explained that a few years later, that the Gopal went to Mathura just because there was a temple called Vitaleshwar. And just because Rupa Goswami was very old, he was very old and he couldn't go to the Govardhan hill, to climb the hill, therefore the deity came down. And Srila Prabhupada explained there that the devotees, they want to see the Lord. And therefore sometimes the Lord, he reciprocates and he makes arrangement and he comes himself. There are many, many instances, many stories in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes the deity, he becomes a witness for a devotee. Or, you know, there are so many examples. A deity walks behind a devotee and becomes his witness. And so many stories like that. So also, the devotees that want to see the Lord, and the Lord wants to see the devotees, actually. Bhakta Priya and Krishna Priya. The devotees are dear to the Lord, and the Lord is dear to the devotees. And So also, the Lord, George Harrison, he sung that song, "My Sweet Lord, I Really Want to See You." And we also sing when there is a Ratha Yatra, we sing, "Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tume, O Lord of the Universe, please, please, kindly be visible unto us." And when Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Lord Jagannath in the Mandir in Puri, he fell unconscious. That is very significant. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. And then he sees the form of Krishna, and then he falls unconscious. Because he plays the role of a very, very advanced devotee. Mahaprabhu means the leader of all the devotees. He is in the mood of Radharani, who is the most advanced devotee of Krishna. So when he sees the deity, he experiences great transcendental bliss. It's like when he feels separation in the mood of Srimati Radharani, when he feels separation from Krishna, then he manifests the greatest symptoms of ecstasy. But when he is united again with Krishna, then he even falls unconscious. So therefore, the deity is Krishna himself. He is non-different. And we cannot see Krishna because we have been conditioned for so many lifetimes. We cannot even see ourselves. We don't know who we are. I don't know. What is our siddhadeya? What is our real form when we are liberated in the spiritual world? We still identify with the body. What to speak of seeing Krishna? I don't know. So, but Krishna is very kind. He arranged for us that we are allowed to worship him in the deity form. And Krishna's devotee is also very kind. Krishna's devotee, Srila Prabhupada, he brought the deities to us. So Krishna arranged to come to us. We weren't devotees. So Krishna didn't come to us because we are devotees, like Rupa Goswami or Lord Chaitanya in the role of a devotee. But Srila Prabhupada is so kind, he made us devotees. So, and then he brought us also Krishna to see him in the deity form. And so Lord Jagannath came. Also, yeah, like the Muslims, under the plea of the Muslims attacked, therefore the Gopal deity was brought somewhere else, or because Rupa Goswami, he couldn't really go to climb the Govardhan Hill, he couldn't go there because he was too old. Therefore Krishna himself came to them. So similarly, we are not able to go to Lord Jagannath to see him in the temple because the non-Hindus are not allowed to go there. But then Krishna arranged, he came to us, to the whole world, his pure devotee, who is so merciful. He brought Lord Jagannath everywhere, all over the world, so that we can see him. And of course also in Puri every year the Lord himself comes outside so that everyone can see him. So he does that. The Lord does that all the time. He is very merciful. And so deity worship is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada says that the Bhagavad Vidhi Mark, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, this is sufficient, he said, actually. Which means hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, that would be sufficient. But he says, the other limbs of the ninefold path of bhakti, like Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Atmanivedanam, these parts, they are for advanced devotees. So, no, I mean, these parts are part of Pancharatrika Vidhi, or the process of deity worship. So they are meant to purify us. So if we would try to only hear and chant and think that is sufficient, then because we are very fallen and very impure, we need the process of deity worship. And in the process of deity worship, there are 64 offenses that have to be avoided. Like when we chant Hare Krishna, there are 10 offenses. But in deity worship, there are 64. Like when you enter the temple, you have to make some announcement. I'm coming. You have to knock or ring the bell. Or you say, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, or something. You can't just walk into the temple. Another offense is not bowing down, not offering obeisance, or passing air in front of the deities. There are so many of them, 64. That's very obvious, of course. You cannot wear shoes in the temple, and so many others. You can't wear a blue clothes, a blue shirt, very bright blue, flashy blue, something like that. Sorry? Red also. Yeah. And you cannot criticize someone right in front of the deity. You can also not, actually it's also not proper to glorify someone in front of the deity, in front of open curse. Yeah, some of them are more important than some of them. Srila Prabhupada said also sometimes, we're not fanatics, you know, and he is very practical like that. And merciful, otherwise it would be impossible for us to enter even the temple room. At least we have to make sure the temple is clean. And every morning we sing Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana Shringaratan Mandira Marjanado Yuktasya Bhaktams Chaniyanyatopi Fande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. That the spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He also engages his devotees in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean their temple, and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. So cleaning the temple is as good as dressing the deities, and so many other services are also as good as these services. It's all transcendental seva to the Lord, and we become purified by that, and so we can when we become purified, then we can perceive the Lord in the deity. We see that there is no difference. Like once a person in the audience asked Srila Prabhupada, please show me Krishna, can you show me God? And the Prabhupada says, you need the eyes, you have to be qualified, and you need the eyes to see God, like that. So Lord Brahma, he chants in the Brahma Sanghita prayers, Primanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, that somehow or other we have to acquire, we have to get that salve or ointment of love of God, of bhakti. And if we can have that, then we should smear our eyes with that. And then we are able to perceive how beautiful the Lord is, and that, you know, when people come here, they don't know this is the Supreme Personality of God. We tell them, but still but if a devotee, when he becomes purified by the process of Krishna consciousness, then he will see this is Krishna. And Krishna, in the 11th canto, there is explained that Krishna can manifest himself in five different forms, manifestations. And the first one is called Para. Para means Krishna himself. like the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna was there 5,000 years ago, and from face to face, from lotus face to lotus face, they can see Krishna. Yeah. And then there is Vyuha. Vyuha means the quadruple expansions of Krishna, like Vishnu, Vasudeva, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and Shankarsan. And then there is the Vaibhava manifestation, his pastime incarnations like Nisringa, Vamana, Sitaram, and many beautiful incarnations of the Lord, the pastime incarnations. And then there is Antaryami, which means he entered our heart. Sarvasya chaham riri sani vishtu. I enter the heart of all living entities. And sometimes the living entity is able to perceive the Lord in the heart and the super soul. And at last there is Archa, the deity form. So there's no difference between the deity form and all these other five different manifestations. And so Krishna is very beautiful. Every morning we sing when we go there for darshan, and the curtains open, and then we hear the beautiful prayers from the Brahma Sangita, sung by Govinda Dasi. And it's beautiful. Venum kuanantam aravinda dalayataksham brahavatam sam asitam buddha sundarangam kandarpakotikamaniya vishesha shobham govinda maripurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head bedecked with peacock feathers, with a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. And, so there, in the nectar of devotion, it is also mentioned by Rupa Goswami that there are five most important principles in Krishna consciousness. And the first one is to stay in a holy place, Mathura, then to serve the deity, and to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to serve the devotees and to chant the Maha Mantra. So sometimes there is also other pastime. Devotees protect the deities. Of course, devotees sometimes, when the Muslims came to attack, they would bury. They would bury the deity in somewhere in the forest. And when I was in Amsterdam, there were a few devotees there. There was one Dutch devotee called Binan Chandra, and he was in New Vrindavan. He stayed there, and then later he came to Amsterdam. And people were there, violent people, to attack, and he jumped in front of the deities, and they shot him with hail, with a shotgun, in his arm. And later he died of leukemia. And I heard that when lead remains in your body for a long, long time, then it could come into the bloodstream and then you can get cancer. Lead is very, very poisonous. But he did that. When I saw him, that was after that incident, he was still very healthy and strong, a very strong man. He would even practice martial arts. And he was a cook in the Govinda's restaurant in Amsterdam on Herengracht. Anyway, so that is wonderful. And the deities were actually saved. And there was another devotee who came. He was Afro-American, very black, almost like Lord Jagannath. And his name was Mahavira. And he was in Africa for some time. And there also people came and attacked the devotees. And he also jumped in front of the deities and protected them. And he was caught with a chopper, with a machete knife. And he had a nim hand, you know, like that. And he became actually, for some time, a bhakta leader in Amsterdam on the Herengracht. And he became my bhakta leader for a little while. And he chanted every day 64 rounds. And he slept only for 4 hours. And were very special, you know, people. But I like to just for a few more minutes say a few more things. And how did the deities come to us? here in the Benelux? How did they come to us? And I just like to say a few things about that. It's just curious to know. How did the deities come to us? Lord Jagannath came to us in 1971. He was installed by Srila Prabhupada himself and Bethanienstraat in an old garage. That was the temple. And he was carved, they were carved in Amsterdam. They purchased the wood in some shops there in Amsterdam. And the devotee who carved the deities was named Haribolananda. Haribolananda. I personally don't know him. Do you know him, maybe? Yeah. No. Anyone knows him? No. So I have to find out who he is, and I don't remember if I knew him. So then there was another devotee who assisted him in carving and painting Lord Jagannath. That was Tirtha Sadaka. And he used to be the husband of Nikunya Vasini, and he was my bhakta leader. And he was an English devotee, and he died also. He passed away of cancer. And then in 1975, there was the first Ratha Yatra. They brought Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra in a car to the Vondel Park, and there were thousands of hippies. And they had a wonderful theater. They acted A Fish is Just a Fish. Huh? You know that one, that play, A Fish is Just a Fish? And then in 1977 or in 1978, I attended also the Ratha Yatra, the second one. Then they brought Lord Jagannath on palanquins onto a boat, and they had an ecstatic kirtan party on that boat, and they went through all the canals in Amsterdam towards the Vondelpark. Can you imagine what that must have looked like? Wonderful, you know, beautiful. And then in that park we had a wonderful Ratha Yatra festival with sufficient prasadam, wonderful preparations. And the class was given by Surabhi Swami with dark sunglasses on. And one hippie said, "Why are you wearing these dark sunglasses? Chant the blues, man." All kinds of funny things were going on there. And then there was a rock band. The leader of the rock band was Havidas. They came from England. Very professional. And the style of music from the 70s with electric guitars and keyboards. And it was really loud and incredible professional music. But all the lyrics were pure Krishna consciousness. And the Maha Mantra sounded very loudly too. Yeah, he is in South America now. He is very famous as a New Age Kirtaniya. New Age Kirtaniya. I read that in a book written by Stephen Rosen. And also Vyasaki was interviewed there. And very nice book to read. Anyway, so then I just go on a few more minutes, and then we don't do answers and comments and questions. We just skip that. It's not really necessary. I think we have now some nectar, and we should be satisfied. What do you think about that? Okay, then I just do the whole history in one more minute, and then that's it. What a confusion today. Okay. So then one day, as I was doing some seva, some service in the pujari room, and then there was a closet down there, and then I just opened that closet to take some Arctic paraphernalia or something. I was searching something. That was in Amsterdam on the thank you for clearing it. It was in on the Herengracht in Amsterdam. I opened that closet and I saw something really effulgent there. It was the beautiful forms of Radha Gopinath and Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi. They weren't installed yet. They were brought by Malati. Yeah, he purchased them in Puri, no, in Jaipur. Jaipur in Rajasthan. And so somehow or other they couldn't find, in one shop they found Gopinath, and they couldn't find a matching Radharani, so they went to another shop and they found Radharani, Srimati Radharani, in another shop. And then they brought them together, and they were the perfect couple. They matched perfectly. And then on the 8th of February they were installed in 1977. And the names Radha Gopinath were given by Srila Prabhupada himself. Yeah. And Garnitai came from Mayapur, and they were installed on February 1976. And in 1979, they all, again, they wanted to move. They wanted to go somewhere. So they came here to Radha Desh. And the devotees in Amsterdam, they were all in tears. The ones who, we split it up in two, you know, the half of the congregation there came here, and the other half part of the congregation remained there, of the community remained there. So still some of them are complaining, why did they do that? Lord Jagannath was installed here by Srila Prabhupada even, and now they took him away from us. So in the beginning they came almost every week from all the way from Amsterdam to Radha Desh to see the deities. And now they have their own Sri Sri Gaurinitai deities, so I think they are very satisfied with them. I don't see them so coming so often anymore. So Krishna has his lila, his play, how he comes to devotees. Sorry for the little confusion in the beginning about the verses. Somehow or other that happened. Thank you very much, and have a very nice Krishna conscious day today. Sunday feast, Sunday love feast.